The Callaway County Jail in Murray, Kentucky, made it through the first 9 months of the pandemic without any confirmed COVID-19 cases. Then, in December, it suffered an outbreak of 30 confirmed cases. Inmates say they're concerned about how the jail is managing their health because of the ill are not always separated from the well. Rachel Collins reports.
This is combined public communications with a prepaid call from an inmate at the Callaway.
A handful of inmates from the Callaway County Jail reached out to WKMS News in mid-January to share their concerns about how the jail is handling COVID-19. Their concerns include the sick being held with the well and what they view as inadequate care after contracting the virus. David Alsop, who's there for a probation violation on a burglary second-degree charge, caught COVID-19 during the December outbreak. His symptoms were so severe, the jail staff removed him from the cell in a wheelchair.
I almost couldn't get up, but then I was thrown in a hole all weekend for several hours. I didn't even have a blanket or a mat. And they're telling me I was fine, but wanted to wash all my stuff before they gave it back to me.
James Walls is awaiting transfer to a state facility after being sentenced to serve 2 years for methamphetamine-related charges. He says he somehow managed to test negative, but several of his cellmates were confirmed positive for COVID-19.
And they did not remove us. They didn't separate us. They just left us in the cell.
Kenny Johnson is serving 3 years for charges including a DUI, possession of methamphetamine, and tampering with physical evidence. He says he and his father were in the same cell together until first responders took his father to the hospital for stroke symptoms. His dad also received a positive COVID-19 diagnosis. But before, Kenny learned that his father was COVID-19 positive.
The medical staff come in our cell and didn't tell us that we've been subject to being around COVID-19. They just said, hey, yo. We got approved by the governor to give y'all a COVID-19 test. We're going to start with yourself first. Who wants to take a test? They didn't say that we surrounded.
Callaway County jailer Kenneth Claude says it's probably accurate that infected inmates have been left in a cell with otherwise healthy inmates. He says the inmates' concerns are reflective of the challenges the jail faces. One of those issues is minor overcrowding and housing more than 130 inmates at the main facility with only a dozen potential isolation cells. He says there are other considerations, too, like keeping co-defendants separated from each other, separating violent offenders from non-violent. He says sex offenders are also kept separately. And with a fluid population, it's like a complex game of chess.
It's not a pretty situation. I mean, it's not real comfortable. I mean, it is jail, but we try to provide the necessities, of course, you know, heat, shelter, food, medical care.
Claude says the jail has implemented procedures and policies in line with recommendations from the CDC, Kentucky Department of Corrections, and Callaway County Health Department. For a while, inmate visitations were limited to certain days of the week, and only 4 of the 10 visitation booths were in use at one time. But visits had to stop when the outbreak hit the jail. Officers bringing new arrests don't come into the jail anymore. Jail staff meets them in the garage and conducts a quick health screen on the inmate before they're allowed in the facility. The jail staff also completes a health screen before each shift.
It's pretty challenging to try to keep it out of here. It's kind of like a nursing home situation. Certain people like your staff have to be there, and they go home and go out in the general public, and they come back in. And even if the inside population is staying put for the most part, you have your staff that has to come and go. So they get exposed to people on the outside, but we try to limit that as best we can.
Claude says inmate health care is provided by a third-party provider, West Kentucky Correctional Health Care. They declined an interview request. Ronald Fry is being held after violating his probation. The original charges include manufacturing methamphetamine, tampering with evidence, and first-degree wanton endangerment. He says he and his cellmates don't want to cause trouble. They just want to see better treatment for those who are ill and more concern for the well-being of those who are not yet sick.
They're keeping us in the blind about everything that's going on. They're saying HIPAA, HIPAA, HIPAA. We want to know, because he's sleeping right beside me. I want another damn test.
And in a turnaround from the December outbreak, the local health department says so far the jail has confirmed only 3 inmate cases and 1 jail employee for January. I'm Rachel Collins in Murray.